I know how overwhelming it is trying to search for information on the internet about diabetes. Being told to eat healthier sounds so vague. Everywhere you look, there is conflicting information or people trying to sell you vitamins or supplements, and it can feel really hard to figure out what to do, what's true, and what's not. Look no further because we are here to present you the hard facts, specifically when it comes to diabetes. My name is Charmaine, and I'm the registered dietitian that helps people reverse type 2 diabetes.
And my name is Galia. I'm a coach in the Reversing Diabetes program, specializing in exercise.
And today we're going to talk about plant-powered protein, a hidden key to better blood glucose levels. While popular trends like keto and low-carb diets advocate higher protein and fat intake, they also raise concerns about cardiovascular health due to increased saturated fat consumption. Enter the plant-powered protein diet, offering a solution that combines higher protein intake with lower saturated fats by focusing on plant-based protein sources. Individuals can experience a lower glycemic response after meals, stabilizing blood sugar levels. Plus, with its reduced saturated fat content, this approach improves insulin sensitivity and lowers cardiovascular risk. Join us as we explore the transformative potential of plant-powered protein in reversing insulin resistance and promoting overall metabolic health.
So, how do plant-based proteins help improve insulin sensitivity and blood glucose? Insulin resistance is the primary driver behind dysregulated blood glucose levels. Intramyocellular lipid buildup correlates strongly with insulin resistance. Now, high-fat diets are thought to decrease the expression of genes necessary for mitochondrial oxidative phosphorylation in skeletal muscle, thereby elevating intramyocellular lipid levels. Analysis from various studies indicates that by transitioning to a plant-based diet, individuals are able to reduce their overall caloric intake of fat by a baseline of 10%. Potentially lowering that intramyocellular lipid concentration. In a case control study, individuals following a vegan diet exhibited approximately 30% lower lipid levels in the soleus muscle compared to those on an omnivorous diet, matched for sex, age, and body weight. Additionally, another study noted an increase in intramyocellular lipids after just 7 days on a high-fat diet. These findings suggest that reducing fat intake can mitigate intracellular fat buildup and therefore improve insulin sensitivity.
Protein has also been found to have an insulinogenic effect in individuals with type 2 diabetes. What this means is that the co-ingestion of protein alongside carbohydrates in a meal increases postprandial insulin release, augmenting rises in postprandial glycemia, contributing to better balanced blood sugar levels. Studies have shown that this effect can be observed with as little as 12.5 grams of protein in a meal being consumed alongside carbohydrates. Plant proteins are also rich in fiber, and fiber enhances the feeling of fullness by expanding the stomach, potentially slowing down the process of gastric emptying, one of the key determining factors of post-meal blood glucose.
So, what are some examples of plant-based proteins? Plant-based proteins are sourced from plants, things like legumes, grains, nuts, seeds, and vegetables. They are rich in essential amino acids and can provide a complete protein source when consumed in combination with a balanced diet. Plant-based proteins offer numerous health benefits, including supporting muscle growth and repair, aiding in weight management, and reducing the risk of chronic diseases. Some examples of plant-based proteins with high protein concentration include, number one, soybeans. Soybeans provide a complete protein source containing all essential amino acids. They are incredibly versatile and can be enjoyed in various forms such as tofu, tempeh, soy milk, edamame, and soy-based meat alternatives. Soybeans typically contain around 36 grams of protein per 100 gram serving. Number two, lentils. Lentils are nutrient-dense, legume-rich in protein, fiber, and essential minerals such as iron and folate. They come in various colors, including green, red, and brown, and can be incorporated into soups, stews, salad, and curries. Lentils provide approximately 26 grams of protein per 100 gram servings. The third is quinoa. So quinoa is known as a pseudo cereal. It is known for its high protein content and versatility in cooking. It contains all 9 essential amino acids, making it a complete protein source. Quinoa can be used as a nutritious alternative to rice or pasta, added to salads, soups, or used as a base for grain bowls. Quinoa offers around 14 grams of protein per 100 gram serving.
These plant-based proteins with high protein concentration can be incorporated into a balanced diet to meet daily protein needs and support overall health and well-being. All this being said, increasing the amount of plant proteins in your diet will not only help improve your post-meal blood glucose levels, but also help improve insulin sensitivity by reducing the amount of fat in your diet. This then has a direct impact on lowering risk of cardiovascular disease. All in all, eat your plants and let the rest take care of itself. If you like what you heard in this episode and can spare 60 seconds to give us a great review so that the podcast can reach more people, we'd really appreciate it as it can help us change many more lives.